Nolte, San Francisco museum curator forced to resign over white supremacist smear. By John Nolte on July 15, 2020. All museum curator Gary Garrell said was, "Don't worry, we will definitely still continue to collect white artists." And now he's been forced to resign over the McCarthyite allegation of holding toxic white supremacist beliefs. For some 20 years, and until just a few days ago, Garrell served as the senior curator of painting and sculpture at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, SF, MoMA. ArtNet describes him as one of the country's most prominent curators. But all that came to an end over an Instagram post where Garrell gave a presentation dedicated to the museum's latest acquisitions from minority artists. He closed the presentation by saying, "Don't worry. We will definitely still continue to collect white artists." In the online Zoom meeting that followed, Garrell was confronted by a staffer about the comment. Garrell explained that a ban on white artists would be an act of reverse discrimination, and that was all she wrote. The result of the Zoom meeting and Garrell expressing his concerns over what would amount to a blacklist of white artists was a hysterical petition launched by a group of former museum employees who claimed Garrell's explanation amounted to violent language claiming reverse racism, and therefore Gary must be removed from his job, effective immediately. ArtNet reports the petition earned some 180 signatures. Considering his lengthy tenure at this institution, the petition said, "We ask just how long have his toxic white supremacist beliefs regarding race and equity directed his position curating the content of the museum?" In his resignation email, Garrell apologized on Saturday to these fascist babies. He also clarified what he meant, even though there was no moral or rational reason to clarify anything. "I want to offer my personal and sincere apology to every one of you. I realized almost as soon as I used the term reverse discrimination that this is an offensive term and was an extremely poor choice of words on my part. I'm very sorry at how upsetting these words were to many staff." Referencing the earlier comments described in the Instagram post, Garrell said he wanted to make clear that "I do not believe I have ever said that it is important to collect the art of white men. I have said that it is important that we do not exclude consideration of the art of white men." He closed by saying that in the current climate, "I can no longer effectively work at SF, MoMA." Already during this month, which is only half over, Garrell's head is the fourth to go at SF, MoMA by way of the woke Taliban's reign of terror. Nan Keaton, deputy director for external relations, left the museum on July 2 by mutual agreement after she was involved in the widely reported censorship of a critical comment on Instagram from a former, black, employee, Taylor Brandon, about SF, MoMA's treatment of black staff members. The museum's recruitment staffing manager and its director of HR have also resigned. So Garrell's, a big-time museum curator, goes out and acquires a bunch of work created by racial minorities. He also assures everyone that during this reign of terror that the museum will still acquire work from white artists. And for that he is forced to resign, for that he is accused of being a secret white supremacist. If that's not disturbing enough, 180 people signed a petition. Actually agreed with the premise that the words reverse discrimination amount to an act of violence. The left has gone completely mad. And as of right now, the corporate media are covering up this madness by not reporting on Garrell's forced resignation. Although Garrell's is a very big deal in the art world, and although far-left outlets like the New York Times and Los Angeles Times tell us they take great pride in their coverage of this world, neither outlet has so far reported on the woke Taliban's victory of sticking Mr. Garrell's head, the head of a completely innocent man, on a pig pike. The reason for this cover-up is obvious. The far-left media do not want even their own far-left readers to know just how out of control things now are. This might put a stop to the reign of terror, might create a backlash, and until Donald Trump is no longer president, the reign of terror must proceed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.